From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. military says one service member was killed, three wounded in a raid targeting al-Qaeda in Yemen. A statement from the U.S. Central Command said 14 fighters from the local al-Qaeda affiliate were killed in the operation. One additional service member was injured when a U.S. aircraft was destroyed following a hard landing. The military operation occurred in Baida province. The White House is affirming President Donald Trump's executive order temporarily limiting U.S. immigration from seven countries, despite a U.S. federal court ruling seeking to stop the move. A number of refugees, green card holders, students, and workers have been detained or barred from entry into the United States since the immigration order was issued Friday. The order barred entry for 90 days to people from such trouble spots as Iran, Sudan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Libya, and Somalia. The Homeland Security Department says it will comply with judicial decisions, but stressed that it will continue to enforce all of the president's executive orders. U.S. lawmakers from both major parties are speaking out against the immigration restrictions. Democrat Chuck Schumer says he will introduce legislation to overturn the executive orders. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered Sunday near the White House at airports in New York, Washington, San Francisco, and other large cities. Large crowds of protesters gathered. Judges in four U.S. states are trying to block the presidential order from being enforced in their own localities. This is VOA News.